The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, January the 30th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled, "Do You Believe in Christ or Do You Believe Christ?" And the time is 12:13 in the afternoon here in London, making it 7:13 on the East Coast of America in the morning, and 4:13 in the morning on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Back to the title. This is something that the late Pastor James P. Wickstrom used to say. Do you believe in Christ or do you believe Christ? And that is because Christ's words in the Bible, you can even get Bibles that put all his words in red, and it's very difficult to actually get an accurate number of words that Jesus Christ actually spoke in the Bible, because I've looked up different sources and they try to avoid the duplication in the Gospels. But for me, the Gospels are, you know, the most important part, because that's the interpretation of things he said by four of the people who knew him best, i.e. his apostles. I just think it's a very important point to think about, because you have a lot of people, especially in the independent media, who claim to be Christians, but then they will identify the enemy as very different to who Jesus Christ identified them as. And you can even go to the book of Revelation, for example, and see what he referred to them there. You don't see that so often in the independent media by people who claim to be Christians. And it's something worth bearing in mind, from my perspective, that there's another line in the Bible, and that is, let me give you the exact quote here. Well, it's from Matthew 7:20, chapter 7 verse 20, "By their fruits ye shall know them." And what I would say is, beware of the Christians in name only, the Shinos, if you like, C-I-N-O. We've got Rhino, this is C-I-N-O. Rhino is Republican in name only. Sino or Chino is Christian in name only. C-I-N-O. And as it said in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 20, "By their fruits ye shall know them." And that applies to anything, not just if they say they are Christian or not, but if they say they're for peace and all they do is war, etc., etc. You can see my drift where I'm going from with this. And it's such an important verse of the Bible, because the way that people get you to either do their bidding or turn a blind eye to what they're doing is that they tend to tell you they're doing the opposite of what they actually are. And that's why, "By their fruits ye shall know them." You'll know them by what they're doing, not by what they're telling you they're doing. And that was just something that came into my mind yesterday morning, which is why I wanted to bring this up at the start of the show. It is more Christian based, but the traditional Christian message, I'm concentrating on the parables, and that's going to take me through most of the year. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. First up, we've got a new Greg Reese report. and that is about 4 minutes, I believe. Trump recommends expelling Palestinians to build beachfront properties. You can get that from the Reese Report channel on rumble.com. There's the saga between Victor Hugo and Jim Fetzer and Brian Davidson, etc. seems to be continuing. Russ Winter as well. I know some of those people. Jim Fetzer and Russ Winter, I know, I've spoken to. Not spoken to the others. One thing that the independent media does better than anybody is falling out with each other. And that includes me. I've fallen out with people as well. But if you think about the amount of people that fall out with one another in the independent media, you could probably create a soap opera on its own. And at the same time, it still can be quite interesting to see how these things are developing. But he put something out on that, and he also put a interview that he did. He's actually being interviewed for a change by somebody called Sarah Westall. And I've heard the name Sarah Westall, but I don't believe I've ever heard any of her shows. So that's up on the Victor Hugo BitChute channel. It's called Crackhead Jesus, Serial Killer, Spinal Surgeon, Dr. Charles C. Edwards, Sarah Westall, Victor Hugo Interview. But yeah, a bit of a mouthful there, but I did look at it as I was downloading it, and it appears to be completely an interview of Sarah Westall interviewing Victor Hugo. So there you go, that's there if it is of interest. Scorpio has done another one of his final shows, which is at the top of the Mammoth website, grizzom.blogspot.com. That's grizzom.blogspot.com. He also appeared on The Sane Asylum, which is one of the first shows that Giuseppe Vaffanculo has come back to do. He's been off for about a month. He came back on ftjmedia.com, I believe on Monday, but I generally listen to the Wednesday show, The Sane Asylum. It was the round table show they do every month. So you had Giuseppe Vaffanculo, Scorpio, Russ Winter and Robert Phoenix. And it was quite an interesting show. I've listened to some of it. Again, this is one of what I would call the shows that if easily offended, I would not listen to. But you've got some people that are pro-Trump and some people that don't trust Trump out of the four. So it made for an interesting exchange, but not a shouting match, which was worth a listen. Also, I've nearly finished the Tony Gosling interview by Richie Allen. And if you go to podomatic.com and type in Richie Allen, you can get the Richie Allen Show, or type in the Richie Allen Show, podomatic.com, and you can get the interview there. Of course, Tony Gosling is one of the presenters of one of my favourite shows each week, the Not the BCFM Politics Show. And he confirmed that that is currently being pre-recorded, although just an hour before. It doesn't matter to me if it's pre-recorded or not, because I download it the next day. But it would indicate the person who records live is not there at the moment. So it sounds like the person who records live is the person who's away, which means he's not working as he normally does with Martin Summers live in the studio, and he's just doing his interviews and building them up and, you know, putting them out that way. But it was interesting to hear from him. He has an interesting voice, being interviewed by Richie Allen. So that's that one there. And have I got any others? Yeah, I have. If you go to the Mark Collett channel on either BitChute or Odyssey, he did yesterday's Patriotic Weekly Review program with Eric Stryker, who was formerly of the rightstuff.biz, and something went on there. I could refer you to something I mentioned some moments ago, but basically he was quite an interesting voice to listen to at times, so I've got that queued up. Plenty of listening lined up for me today, and I hope some of this is of use to you also. Okay, so let's see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. I'm sad to tell you, in some ways, but obviously if he was going to be in a vegetative state or something like that, it appears Bishop Richard Williamson did pass away. Now, I got a note in from my friend Patrick, and what I did is I went to the Wikipedia page, because he linked me to Telegram, and I don't have a Telegram account, and I don't want one, so that's it for me. The social media accounts I do have, I've maintained, but there's nothing on them. It's just that I set them up, so I don't post on them anymore, but I may as well leave them there. Apart from the Facebook one, which of course I had to close down because posts that I deleted that people had complained about years before, although not to me, I deleted them because if it's causing a problem to people, I wish they'd have come to me first and I'd have done it. But they didn't, and then Facebook put them up on the day that Sven Longshanks was sentenced. I'm sorry to bring that up again, but it is just such an astonishing story to me that happened to me. It was so obvious what they were trying to do that I had to completely delete that account. But anyway, Wikipedia has this link to confirmation that Bishop Richard Williamson died. And that is in, it's called wmreview.org. But if you just go to Bishop Richard Williamson Wikipedia and go to the death section, then it has a reference, and I think it's 122 or something like that. And then you scroll down to the bottom and you can click there, and that will take you to this post. And it actually says in here about people, yeah, death. It's got a section here. On Friday, January 24th, Bishop Williamson suffered a brain hemorrhage and was hospitalised. He received extreme unction, and his Telegram channel, Truth Unchained, provided regular updates and requests for prayer. During this period, unknown parties spread rumours that he was already dead, which seemed to convince many. In spite of this, many well-wishers from the clergy and faithful gathered in prayer around his bedside in the QEQM hospital in Margate, England. Unusually for a UK hospital, there was a statue of Our Lady near the Bishop's hospital room. However, having been unconscious for several days, he died at 11:23 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th of January 2024, the feast of Francis de Sales. Following a final agony, which was only a matter of minutes, he went to his judgment and reward. Okay. So that appears to be official. And also, I would remind you that today is the 80th anniversary of the barbarous attack on the refugee ship, the Wilhelm Gustloff. And if you want to hear more about that, go to the Tuesday programme I did with Dr. Peter Hammond, and he will tell you all about the worst maritime disaster, or rather loss of life on a single ship in history, which isn't the Titanic that they all want to tell you about in Hollywood. That was about 1,200 people dead. This was over 9,000. But you'll work out why they don't like to talk about that if you listen to the show. Okay, let's move on to the rest of these articles at Daily Mail. So, UK headline. UK has the fastest growing population in Europe thanks to immigration. How Britain is set for far bigger growth than other major countries over the next decade. This is what people like Mark Collett have been talking about. All you're focused on in this country is the boats. Oh, it's these boats coming over, boats, what have you. And do you know how many people, and you'll find that in this article, how many people came to this country legally in last year? It was 900, well, I'll quote from the article. The ONS estimated yesterday that net migration to the UK would average 340,000 per year from mid-2028 onwards. That would be lower than the recent eye-watering record of 906,000. This year, the ONS believes the level will be just under 631,000. So, there you go, folks. That's the amount of people they're bringing in that appears to be legal. It really is astonishing. But they just want you talking about these boats coming across the channel, bringing, you know, a few hundred, 1,000, 2,000, something like that each month, which is an absolute drop in the ocean, if you'll pardon the pun, to this figure I just gave you here. Okay, let's move on to... Group linked to DeepSeek did steal OpenAI data. Microsoft fears as concerns grow that the communist tech has ripped off US intellectual property. Well, no surprise there. I remember hearing that the factory that was making fake products, I forget, this is just an example, but it was clothing of some sort. The official, because the US have moved all their manufacturing overseas anyway, many of them were using Chinese labour to produce them. And what China was doing was they were producing them for the company officially, but they were also running another factory next door that was producing pirated items of the same merchandise, the same clothing. That was a story I was told many years ago. So we know all about the piracy, etc., in China. And I think even Donald Trump raised it before in his previous term. And then we've got a couple of, you know, what's that saying? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, firstly, we'll do it the other way around. So never let a good crisis go to waste. Have a listen to this headline. Scientists blame climate change for the Los Angeles wildfires. Hot, dry and windy conditions that drove the fires were 35% more likely due to global warming. Well, something I heard a few years ago was due to environmentalists in that area, they weren't clearing the brush that they always used to do because it was flammable and it could cause the sort of disaster that we've just seen happen. But you will never hear the climate change people mentioning that when they've got a great opportunity to jump on this bandwagon and use it to promote their climate change agenda. The other article on climate change is more fear-based. Climate change could spark outbreaks of diarrhea in Britain, scientists warn. And it essentially is all about how warmer conditions create more salmonella cases, and salmonella infections include diarrhoea and stomach cramps. So there you go. That's how they're linking all that together. Then we go over to the Congo, which Dr. Peter Hammond mentioned at the end of the show on the Wilhelm Gustloff. He gave us an update on what's going on in Africa. There's real problems in the Congo. And this headline, deadly Ebola outbreak fears as fighting near laboratory risks releasing virus samples with unimaginable consequences. Again, my immediate response to this was, why are you keeping this sort of stuff in a lab? But then I thought, well, this is one of those countries that has had Ebola, so maybe they've got people there that need to work with it to try and find some sort of cure for it. Whereas when they're working on all these other things in like the Ukraine, bioweapons labs, they're actually referred to as bioweapons labs. This doesn't say it's a bioweapons lab, you see. Could be, we don't know. But if it is, what on earth is it doing there in the first place? But otherwise it could just be some lab trying to come up for a cure or a way to treat the disease. Now, going back to the title about Jesus Christ, this is the sort of thing that happens in a country that no longer has Jesus Christ or has a morality to lead it. Headline, father is accused of Googling how to make a child disabled in bid to give his newborn son brain damage and claim more benefits in family court case. That absolutely disgusts me. It's in a town called Reading, which is where, incidentally, Ricky Gervais, I believe, was from. He's always talking about Reading in some of his stand-up routines. And that's about an hour out of London. I had a girlfriend once who had a friend from work, and they lived there, her and her husband or boyfriend or whatever it was. And we were invited to a barbecue, so we had to get the train out of London to go over there. Only time up into Reading. So, yeah, not too far from London. But what thing to do, eh? And then we've got groveling Peter Mandelson now says he was ill-judged and wrong to call Donald Trump a danger to the world, as ex-Labour spin chief begs to be made our man in Washington. And I, for one, think he would probably fit in rather well there. Okay, and finally, aliens on the moon. Astronaut Neil Armstrong admitted ahead of 1969 lunar landing he would be unprepared if attacked by extraterrestrial life on arrival, unseen letter reveals. Well, I don't think that really is believable, because Stanley Kubrick, to my knowledge, never directed any films containing aliens. Okay, so let's have a look at what's going on in the mainstream media right now. Go over to the Associated Press. Now, there has been a tragedy that I saw as I was getting up this morning at my mother's. A passenger jet with 64 people aboard collided with an army helicopter near Washington. I remember those terrible scenes of a plane crashing into the Potomac River some years ago, and people actually diving in to help people get out in all the ice and this dreadful situation. It appears that there's been another tragedy here due to a collision. I believe I saw a story about that. The de-icing wasn't working properly on the plane's wings, so when it took off, it had more ice on it than the pilot was being told, which weighed the plane down and made it crash into the Potomac. That was what I heard with regard to that disaster. This one is still being updated, so if we get any figures from elsewhere, I will let you know. Let's see by going to BBC News website. All right, live 30 bodies found after plane and helicopter crash into Washington DC River. So sadly, it is not looking good. And then we'll go down to the most read. BBC apologises to staff over handling of Russell Brand complaints. So he's someone that I've never really been a big fan of. He's obviously doing stuff in the independent media now. And what else have we got? More stories on US figure skaters were on board the crashed plane, apparently. And an article, what we know so far about the Washington DC plane crash. Obviously, it's still the early hours over in Washington DC. I believe that they come under the Eastern time zone, so that would make it half seven in the morning. So we're just probably getting into daylight. Let's hope that we have some hope for some survivors. Let's move on to Daily Mail, see what their top story is. Probably the same thing. Oh my God, Tower, did you see that? How American Airlines disaster unfolded minute by minute as 64 people, including top figure skaters, are feared dead in collision with Black Hawk, as Trump says, never should have happened. Okay, so now let's have a look at the independent media. Start off with RT.com. This is obviously the top story around the world. So here's an interesting one. EU considering return to Russian gas. That's FT, it says. So that, yeah, is the Financial Times. European Union officials are discussing the possibility of resuming Russian gas imports as part of a potential peace agreement in the Ukraine, according to the Financial Times. Well, that would be wonderful, because it would bring our energy prices down again. But you have to think of that pipeline that was destroyed. How are they going to get it over to here without that pipeline? Is that going to affect it? Let's move on to rents.com, see what's going on over there. So the top story is China wants Russia and the US to reduce their nuclear arsenals. Are France and the EU ready to fight the US over Danish Greenland? Wouldn't it be interesting if the EU or Europe went to war with America? That put me in a very difficult position, bearing in mind that most of the people who listen to this show are in America. I hope certainly that it doesn't happen. But it's something that's crossed my mind. If Trump really pushes for this. So we want that land. It's territorially important to us. We need it. And then they say no. Which side are these EU countries and the UK going to fall? France could deploy troops to Greenland. That comes from RT.com. French foreign minister apparently has said that. Frantic Denmark invests $2 billion in Greenland defence. That's according to basedunderground.com. These are all linked to from rents.com, which is a great news aggregate website that I look at every day, much like earthnewspaper.com, which we'll go to now. That is Mark R. Else's news aggregate website. And he has at the top on the right-hand side, he's got this information now on Bishop Richard Williamson. A special panel on the right is there. And he's also, the video that he's put up, well, it's audio, but he's put it up on Rumble. Thank you very much, Mark. Is the show I mentioned with Peter Hammond that I recorded and broadcast on Tuesday, the sinking of the MV Wilhelm Gustloff 80 years ago today. Okay, let's go back to HalTurnerRadioShow.com that I leapfrogged over to get to Mark's EarthNewspaper.com website. The top story, gold delivery times from the Bank of England London Bullion Market Association now 4 to 8 weeks. So that's presumably something about there being a limited supply of gold, that people are waiting 4 to 8 weeks to receive delivery of gold they have ordered. One thing that I've never been a big fan of gold, but what there seems to be a general consensus is if you are going to buy it, make sure you have physical delivery of it. So rather than keep it in a vault at a bank where another 100 people might own that same piece of gold, make sure you have a vault at home and keep it there. Federal workers ordered to return to full-time in the office by February the 6th. We're getting similar messages over here about this working from home. So, again, I mentioned yesterday about how the mental health thing was all, let's all, you know, get into the box with each other and, oh, our poor mental health and we need this, that and the other. Well, it seems that this is a time of the hammer coming down like the Nadine Dorries headline yesterday. You know, you've just got to, we all have problems, you've just got to get over it and get on with life. Well, I think that's the right way to go. But at the same time, was this all an op to weaken us beforehand? And let's move on to censored.news, which is the Mike Adams news aggregate website. I think I noticed something earlier here, that was there any sort of pushback to Trump? Well, the most recent show, which is from yesterday, ICE to deport 100,000 illegals from California while radical leftists plot violent attacks targeting non-gays. Well, that is strange. Trump admin gives ICE quota of 1,800 arrests per day across the US. So again, if we take that at 2,000 and then call it 350 days a year, so that would make it 700,000 people a year. And that would mean 7 million in 10 years. And there's apparently 30 million. So this sounds like it's going to be a long project, folks. Okay, let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. See how we're doing for time. Quicker show today. All right, so scrolling down, number 10. Went up one day ago, 111 people viewing. Dr. Brian Ardis urgent, the biggest lie of all, the US government will collapse 2025. Number 9, 127 people viewing, this went up 6 hours ago. Trump's ICE agents just discovered the sick truth Democrats hid in sanctuary cities. Number 8 went up 14 hours ago, 148 people viewing. Live Nasara and Gazara News. Scotty Sachs with NDA from Department Homeland. Security updates on events in Reno. whatever's going on there. Number 7 went up a day ago, 187 people viewing. Wano Savin, EBS activated in 100 cities. Nazara Gazara QFS activated. Number 6 went up 11 hours ago, 237 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 29th. Trump just dropped bombshell, panic, big move 2025. Number 5 went up 6 hours ago, 258 people viewing. Dr. Brian Ardis and Dr. Lee Merritt, explosive information that changes everything, get ready. Number 4 went up 11 hours ago, 274 people viewing. Mike King, full intel drop. Trump, Q secret, get ready for the next phase. Number 3 went up 4 hours ago, 361 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. In Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii, Jew attacks, adults and children burned alive, FEMA. Number 2, went up 11 hours ago, 369 people viewing. And we know Trump drops the next bomb, timing is everything. And number 1, went up 10 hours ago, 508 people viewing. Live, Dr. Jim Willie with Patriot Underground situation update. And that was from yesterday. Okay, so let's close out the show. I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's Thursday, January the 30th, 2025. I'm talking to you, episode 176. Do you believe in Christ or do you believe Christ? I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.